KFJC is currently rebroadcasting a program from our archives, so any time-sensitive information you hear will be incorrect.
This is Naysayer, and
this is Slow to Find.
We're making sure that we're coming through here. Let's start off again, broadcasting from Foothill College. This is KFJC Los Altos Hills. A thank you going out to Belladonna once again every Thursday, 7 to 10. It's got a beat and you can't dance to it. As I pulled in at 8 o'clock, I told her I almost got a ticket. I was raising my hands in the car, dancing like I was in the club. Not a good thing to do when you're driving by the CHP, listening to Belladonna. Thank you so much, Belladonna. Great show. If you missed any of it, please go on the broadcast archives and listen and look. And you can listen to the last 2 weeks, or you can check out her playlist and find out what it was that she was playing. Always with us, and I think I heard her say there's a special next week.
I think she said there's a surprise special, actually.
That's going to be something to look forward to, so check it out. So tonight, Slow Divine and I are doing a special on Future Synth. This was brought up by Slow Divine, and we're going to be tapping into that and what it is. We started off
the top of the hour with Kavinsky with the track Night Call. And it's an interesting track because a lot of people go back to this track as one of the first songs that came out in the Future Synth Outrun new retro wave sound that we'll be listening to tonight. People call back to this as one of the first tracks to really open up that door.
And it's the soundtrack to the movie Drive.
It is in the movie Drive, correct. Yeah.
This is right now we're listening to the soundtrack to Manhunter. And that was a thing that kind of caught me when we first started doing this. I was looking at all the names like Outrun, Retro Synth, Vaporwave, Dark Wave, Dark Synth, Synth Wave, Retro Electro, Future Synth, Synth Wave. What is this? And Slow Divine said, I'm going to teach you.
And so we've been working on this for a couple of weeks now.
Yep.
And, you know, like I said, it started back with In the early, 2011, 2010, the sound started coming out. It was hearkening back to the 80s, to the soundtracks from the 70s and 80s, which we'll start off with, and using that keyboard sound, some would say cheesy, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
but keyboard and a lot of the heavy synths and the electric drums and everything you'll hear tonight is what these newer artists are bringing back to the table, and it's very nostalgic. It's very romantic, and especially for me as a child of the 80s, and it's exciting to hear the sound come back. So I'm excited to play old stuff, new stuff, and everything in between.
We're gonna go back to one of the first pieces that sort of is considered an influence, the soundtrack to Clockwork Orange. Wendy Carlos Williams, of course, doing that. You'll hear the synth sounds, the electronic sounds going on. And then from there, we'll hit into some Italo disco, Riz Ortolani. And then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about that before we go on to some Giorgio Moroder. And then we'll play some more future synth. So sit back, pull out your Miami Vice outfits,
your neon shades.
That's right, your tequila sunrises.
Is that what they drink in the 80s?
They did. We did. I did. And enjoy as we look at Future Synth, the sound of the 80s with Slow Divine and Naysayer on KFJC 89.7.
This is a breathless silence, a moment out of time. Thank you.
7 KFJC. This is Naysayer.
Oh, and this is Slow Divine.
And you're joining us on this wonderful mayhem for a celebration of future synth, the sound of the 80s made for today. We're listening to some more of Michael Rubini's soundtrack to Manhunter. Before that, Riz Ortolani doing Il Corpo de Linda. And at the beginning, Wendy Carlos Williams doing the title music from A Clockwork Orange. So, back in the 70s, this is just a little breakdown about what's been going on. Back in the 70s, a TV show came on called Happy Days, and Happy Days was about the 50s, and suddenly everybody was fascinated with the 50s, and parties were thrown, people wearing, girls were wearing poodle skirts, and boys were combing their hair back, and there were 50s diners, and this whole fascination came about with the 50s. And then as time went on, let's say post-punk time around the late 70s, early 80s with the industrial music sounds and such, there also became this fascination with cocktail music and lounge music and exotica and the music of Martin Denny. And so there's always this sort of looking back to a previous time, kind of taking the kitsch quality of it, a fascination with it, and twisting it into one's own. Jump ahead to the 2010s or so, and a new group of people, through the use of internet and easy access to so much information available, are now scouring what's put up and finding the sounds of the 80s. And they're taking that and they're reapplying it to their own interpretation, some of it sounding very much like the original 80s music, and some of it not. One of the early roots of this was Italo disco, which was Italian disco music from the 70s and 80s. The Riz Ortolani piece was probably the second biggest hit, the number two hit of Italian disco that started from like 79, Il Corpo di Linda, also coming from a soundtrack from a movie. After Slow Divine is going to chat a bit, or maybe want to say a few words, but I'm going to tell you about that. The next piece will be after this will be Giorgio Moroder, which also became an Italo disco hit, but it was the soundtrack to Midnight Express. The song is called Chase, one of the few Italo disco songs to actually cross over into the American market and actually make it quite big.
And some of the music we'll be playing later has one of the terms that they use or is in this circle is the outrun. And the reason they use that is because it sounds like music you're trying to outrun. In the 80s, they saw a lot of the sports cars and, you know, the Ferraris and the fast cars. And so you'll hear a lot of these sounds that sound like you're racing in an old sports car. At least that's what I hear when I hear some of this outrun music. And I'll play some tracks that, you know, definitely were influenced by that look of the 80s and the sound and the sounds of the cars. And so I'll be playing some of those coming up, and I think they'll fit quite nicely with this song, I think.
I think so, very much. So now we're going to go on to Giorgio Moroder's Chase from Midnight Express, and you can kind of kick back and remember what that was like. And you can hear the sort of throbbing sounds of the synth as we go on into this special on Future Synth. Sounds of the 80s made for today, synth music happening now on KFJC 89.7 with Naysayer and
Slow Divine. We'll be right back.
Look at my hands. I'm shaking. All my body is shaking. It was only a dream, Mommy. He was there. His car was parked there in the same gas station, all dressed in green, dark green. I couldn't move my head, but I was watching him in the mirror. Oh, it was horrible. His face was sort of erased. But I knew he was looking at me. Two invisible eyes. Two invisible and monstrous eyes. Please stop. You're frightening me. I'm sorry, Butterfly. You shouldn't listen to Mommy. Go back to sleep. I'm not tired anymore. I just want to get away from here. Mommy needs some sleep, too. We've got a long way to go tomorrow. Go back to sleep, Angel. Mom is going to keep the devil away. Now close your eyes. Everything is fine. Everything is light. Mom loves you more than any mom in the world. See you in the morning light, where the bird sings with the sun. I love you, sweetie. I love you, Mom.
Thank you. We'll be right back. only from Pontiac.
KFJC 89.7. This is Slow Divine and
Nice Hair.
That's right. We're switching roles here, and we're doing our special on Future Synth. If you didn't know what Future Synth is, listen up. If you're getting a sense of it and you're staying with it and you're willing to go for the whole ride, well, thank you so much. Right now, again, the soundtrack to Manhunter in the background. Before that, we heard an advertisement for the Firebird from 1986 with that electronic driving beat. Escape from New York soundtrack, that would be Mr. John Carpenter. We heard Bank Robbery. Then we kind of did a switch of what we wanted to do. We actually did Giorgio Moroder then, doing Chase from Midnight Express. And then M83 doing Car Chase Terror from Before the Dawn Heals Us. And then John Hammer, the Miami Vice television theme, Ultimate Car Chase sort of TV show. Let's talk a little bit about what we're listening to and what we're going to be doing there, Slow Divine.
We kicked off that end of that last set with that 1983 Firebird. Car, which is going to lead us into our next segment about how the Knight Rider theme and Miami Vice and 80s shows, very car influenced.
Airwolf about helicopters.
Yeah, there's a transportation theme, and hence the Outrun name. We're going to play a couple of tracks. We're going to start with the Knight Rider theme, and then we're going to go into some newer future wave artists sticking with that same aesthetic. Fast cars. Happy synths.
We'll be trying to listen to Sagittarius 5 doing Lucidator, and then Miami Nights, Ocean Drive, and Todd Terry doing DeLorean Dynamite. You can see the theme, again, this fascination with Miami and racing cars, sun, sunsets. That's the sort of obsession and interest in future synth or synth wave.
You know, and this music, and it... we'll be playing this first set. This music is very instrumental, although in the next hour or two we'll be playing a lot more vocals. But you know, this really started out as a more of an instrumental and a futuristic theme, as you will, with large throbbing retro synths. And there's some house influence in there too, with some of the drums, and you know, and they're picking that up from the house scene that has gone on from the 90s, and it's kind of making a comeback today. Hence why the future synth is coming back today as well.
Also, we had that piece from John Carpenter. We'll be talking more about John Carpenter himself and his major influence, and then the influence of Italian horror movies. So stick around. There's just a whole lot of stuff that you might be going, whoa. And we want to definitely make you do that. So on to Stu Phillips, the Knight Rider theme. You can hear it. And then on to some Sagittarius 5 on KFJC 89.7 with Slow Divine and
Naysayer,
doing the Future Synth special. Thanks so much for listening.
flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
You're in for murder, extortion, kidnapping.
Michael Knight, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
I'm not a cop, I'm your friend. I'm on your side.
Michael, why do you need to socialize with so many women?
I mean, what's wrong with the little companionship? Huh?
I am the voice of Knight Industry 2000's microprocessor. Kit, if you prefer.